and Savior Jesus Christ. You tuned in to the Pacific Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join him as he preaches and teaches the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
And to sell us false ideas designed to trap us. You see, God has a plan for each and every one of us. And God's plan is a plan of miracles, a plan of breakthroughs. It's a plan of joy and fulfillment, plan of success. This whole thing is simple. If we just follow his rules, follow his commandments, worship him, obey him, everything's going to be all right. But the evil one is trying to destroy God's plan for us. He puts roadblocks in our path, puts stumbling blocks and temptations, trials in our path. That evil one sends those false prophets and false teachings to take us off track, to destroy our worship of God, and to destroy God's plan for us. My text today is 2 Peter 2:1. 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, actually. If you have your Bibles, please join me. If you don't, please stand for the reading of the word. Now, this is what Peter had to say 2,000 years ago. This is the warning that he gave us 2,000 years ago, which is still valid this morning. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Then he said, and many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they, with feigned words, false words, pretty words, make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not. Judgment is not lingering. Judgment's gone. And their damnation slumbereth not. Their damnation is here with them and with their false teachings. Thank you. Please be seated. Now that is a powerful warning. Still valid today, 2,000 years old, still valid this morning. Let's take a look at some of the false teachings that surround us and take us off track. Some of the false prophets' work that the evil one sends to sow chaos in our lives. One such false teaching is anti-God. That's right. Anti-God. All these people, they're smooth and quiet, and they're very successful. They are among us. They're the ones who had God thrown out of schools, so that now little children can't pray in public school. They're the same ones who threw God out of public meetings. So today, when there's a public meeting, they're not supposed to pray. And those anti-God evil people are the same ones who made a lot of folks stop displaying their nativity scenes at Christmas. You know those scenes of baby Jesus in the manger? Yeah. They used to be in the public squares, the courthouse squares, of most of our cities no longer because of the anti-God people. They evicted baby Jesus and the manger too. They even had a football coach fired. True story. He used to walk after the football game, 50-yard line, kneel down and pray. They had him fired. The courts reinstated him. That's how successful the anti-God people have been. They and their ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union, lawyers, changed 250 years of Christian American habits, of the way that we have worshiped our God. And Christians just stood by, let them do all of their evil works. 75 years ago, mischievous little boys in schools knew that God was watching and God would punish bad behavior. I know, because I was one of those mischievous little boys. Today, mischievous little schoolboys do bad stuff in schools because teachers don't whip, and those boys are not taught that God is watching and that God will punish bad behavior. Let's explore a few of the other major false teachings that the evil one is pushing upon us. Probably the biggest one, the greatest one, greatest false teaching is that drugs can make you happy. I'm talking about illegal drugs, the ones that you buy on the streets from the pusher man. That pusher man is the false prophet, selling a false dream that is really a nightmare. People buy illegal drugs looking for joy, looking for fulfillment. People take illegal drugs to get out of the pain and the drudgery of life, trying to get to a higher place. People who buy those and use those illegal drugs very often become addicts, and their lives become broken. And let's look at the impact of those drugs on American life. Fentanyl is one of the top killers of Americans. Hundreds of thousands of people are in jail and prison because of illegal drugs. Tens of thousands of babies have been born with serious problems, physical problems, neurological problems, because their mothers used illegal drugs while pregnant. Those babies are called crack babies. And they are serious problems. We're struggling to figure out how to treat them and how to bring them into society, make them successful. Those are just a few of the problems brought to us by the false teaching of illegal drugs. Another one of those false teachings is alcohol. Just like with drugs, the idea of alcohol is sold to us very often as something that's going to bring joy and fulfillment to our lives. But all too often, alcohol destroys lives and destroys families. All too often, heavy drinking leads to heavy fighting, particularly between men and women. And it's not just booze getting men all hopped up and angry. I had a client, little tiny lady, took her booze glass, broke it on the wall, and used it to cut her husband. Mm-hmm. Beware the false teaching that you can find joy and peace in an alcohol bottle. Because at the bottom of that whiskey bottle is often just another broken relationship and a broken life. There are a whole lot of other false tricks, false illusions, false promises, false dreams from these false teachings that Peter was talking about 2,000 years ago by these false prophets. There are many, many more, like money. Some false prophets have people chasing after dollars, like dollars are the key to the gates of heaven. Money is not the key to the gates of heaven. There's a song In 1963, the OJs sang it. They sang about money. Let me tell you what they said. For the love of money, people will steal from their mother. For the love of money, people will rob their own brother. For the love of money, people will lie, rob, they will cheat. For the love of money, they don't care who they hurt or beat. For the love of money, a woman will sell her precious body. Money can drive some people out of their mind. I'm talking about money. I'm talking about another false teaching that the evil one sends to trap us, to snare us, to take us off track, to destroy God's plan for us. The OJs said it very well. Money cannot solve your problem. Money cannot bring you happiness, but Jesus Christ can solve your problems. Yes. Jesus Christ can bring you happiness. Now, there's some strange false teachings out there. Down in my neck of the woods, there's one called voodoo. Voodoo is almost a religion to some people. The false prophets of voodoo tell people that they can heal the sick, bring you money, make somebody fall in love with you, get you well. When you talk about false teachings and false prophets, the voodoo priests and voodoo priestesses are among the best charlatans on earth. Now, all of these false teachings have brought tears, misery, horror to so many people who make the wrong choice. They simply choose the false teaching instead of God's truth. Now, before I leave this list of tricks, this litany of false teachings, there's one more great big one: sex. Kings have lost their kingdoms. Men have lost their lives, women have lost their families over the false teaching that sex brings joy and fulfillment to life. From the beginning of time to this very moment, to right now, the false prophets have peddled that false teaching that sex is the answer. Remember Eve and that fruit in the Garden of Eden? The serpent convinced Eve to bite that fruit. And then he got out of the way because he knew what would happen next. And this is what happened. This is Eve. Adam. Come here, Adam. I took a bite, Adam. Yes, I know that's the fruit he said not to mess with. But Adam, I took a bite and it tastes so good. And it made me feel good and made me smart, Adam. Now, Adam, come on.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast. Because we believe that this is the outreach ministry with Pastor Michael H. Brown. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. It's located on Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might be saved and disciples are made. Grace, peace, and mercy until our next broadcast. We are moving from membership to discipleship.